right. Before I get to your calls, and if you're on hold, stay with us. Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, back in control of the show today. I want to thank Tim Zimmer for being here yesterday. But Ian is back in control, and we'll get to some of your text messages coming up in a few minutes. Also, more of your calls coming up. Ron Samford is president and CEO of Metairie Bank, and he joins us here on WWL. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Ron, sports, you know, we've got some really big teams, and then we've got, like, you know, local teams. But there are sports teams that contribute so much to the New Orleans economy. I want you to explain a little bit about how far-reaching the impact is of a sports team.
Well, I think it's pretty substantial. And of course, I think we all know the Saints, by far the most successful and impactful local franchise, and together with common ownership with the Pelicans, upwards of half $1 billion a year attributed to that franchise. And it's really, I heard Michael Heck talking about it, it's kind of a double-edged whammy, because not only do you have the Saints being local, and so you have employees of the facility, of the organization, they pay local taxes, they do all the concessions, the parking, capital expenditures at the Superdome, hiring contractors and construction workers. So all that feeds into the local economy. Plus, when the Saints are doing well, it burnishes the whole area's reputation, excites everybody, makes people who would normally come to see New Orleans anyway want to come and see the Saints game. It just builds everybody's confidence, and it's easier to spend money when you're confident. We all see when the consumer confidence index is high, people spend more money. And so when the team does well, it's a huge economic development tool.
Yeah, I think when the team's losing, the only increase in sales really is in the area of alcohol, because people are trying to deal with it. But Ron, I guess it's kind of like the movie industry. You know, we see a movie, and sometimes we as a community don't really consider the deep ripple effect that it has with the economy, with electricians and carpenters, and you know, beyond the people that are really part of the game itself, whatever game it is. There's a lot going on that creates jobs and gives opportunities to people.
Huge. I mean, think of all the retail salespeople at all the team merchandise stores throughout the city. Those people are directly connected into that. The people selling concessions, the bartenders, the restaurants. And as we said, when the team's winning, you buy an extra round, so it helps.
Yeah. And you know, let's also talk about, I mean, this is really, you know, kind of a cottage industry, I guess you would say, but all the people with ice chest selling water and beer on the street as you walk to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, or as you walk to an event, there's always people outside selling stuff as well. And I mean, that's part of their economy, right?
Sure it is. And it's kind of like the LSU football games. And I guess most people around here have been. If you go to tailgate and you don't even have a ticket to the game. You never even enter the stadium. You just mill around and partake and spend money and enjoy yourself. And I think that's the same way downtown for the Saints. I know a number of people just go downtown and catch the game in a sports bar somewhere and buy refreshments, as you noted, from people on the street. And it's just a party atmosphere. So, and it circulates. The money, you know, we talk about the velocity of a dollar, and usually the general precept is that it's about three times. So if you go down there and spend a dollar at a restaurant, so the waiter's going to take that dollar and spend it at the drugstore, and that whoever's working at the drugstore is going to take that dollar and spend it for a tank of gas at the gas store. And so the money, it's more than just a dollar, ultimately. It's $4 impact, and that's huge.
This is another example of Metairie Bank, as I often talk about on the show, Metairie Bank being just a part of the whole greater New Orleans area. But Metairie Bank should not be confined by its name, because you do so much with and for the city of New Orleans, and Metairie Bank is a proud sponsor of NOLA Gold Rugby.
We are a major sponsor of the NOLA Gold, Scoot, and I don't know if you've had a chance to go out there yet and catch a rugby match, but I would encourage everybody listening, if you haven't been, it is a lot of fun, and there is a whole atmosphere that they've created that is almost a Mardi Gras-like thing up in the stands. The people costume, they have a great time, and you just saw the last match that we won, had over 4,000 people there last Saturday night, and I think the crowds will continue to grow because it's a, I don't know how to describe it. I'm an old football player myself, but it's a refreshing sport that eschews sportsmanship. I mean, these are people that are out there, big, strong, athletic guys, tackling each other without pads on, and when the game's over, they celebrate, shake hands, have a beer together. It's a real family atmosphere, and we're really excited to be a part of it, and I think it's going to do nothing but grow. And in fact, Scoot, I'd say June the 5th, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday night, is we are the title sponsor of that particular game against Atlanta. And I'd encourage everybody to come out.
Well, it just shows that Metairie Bank is just very involved in New Orleans. And the name Metairie Bank does not really define who you guys are. Ron, when it comes to sports and the New Orleans area, the city and a lot of businesses lost a lot when everything shut down last year because of the pandemic. We're not going to come back as quickly as we suffered losses, are we?
Probably not. But I am seeing a lot, Scoot, now national business people in surveys or an economist as well are now predicting that, in fact, this recovery will be more of a V-shape than a U-shape. And it's actually got to where it's more likely, at least people expect it to be a V-shape more than people expect the U-shape, which was a flatter bottom, before the recovery began. And so it does seem like the recovery is pretty much underway. But even with that, it'll still take some time, certainly, to get back to where we were.
All right, Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for the money chat.
My pleasure, Scoot.
All right, Ron. Yeah.